All right, man. It's episode 16 of the Mr. Peter Parker podcast. I'm here with the stickers. Tito's here.
We in here.
Yeah, today we're going to talk to OT The Real. Got some great music. Chat about the NBA. Talk a little shit. Whatever. We're here. Let's go. OT's about to pull up.
Let's do this.
Yo, welcome to the Mr. Peter Parker podcast. OT The Real, ladies and gentlemen. We'll clap, Tito. This is my partner in crime, the god Tito Jackson, also Western Mass native, Worcester native right here.
Oh, Central Mass, bro. Don't do that to me.
I'm trying to rough you up. Is this what it is?
Yo, we all know the Worcester is the heart of the Commonwealth, man. Come on.
All right. Okay. So we on a line right now with my man OT The Real, who's been making a lot of noise, really out of Philly, and putting in some amazing work, kind of in this modern thing we've been dubbing like this Griselda wave that's happening right now in the underground and opening up a lot of doors for artists. You really came out of nowhere, and I was a guy 10, 15 years ago. I was working with people like Slane and the early in the La Coca Nostra stuff. So when I see you coming, I understand what you're bringing to the table, right? And what kind of authentic conversation is happening on these records, man. You're really telling a lot of personal stories on this shit. And I think that's what's attracting a lot of people to you is your story, your energy. I could tell that you're real. I don't even have to ask you about your background. I recognize your energy. And yo, are you having a good time with this? Is this enjoyable? Are you doing it? Do you feel good about this right now?
Yeah, man. Every day, you know what I'm saying? It's like more opportunities coming. Things are just, you know what I'm saying? Every time, you know, things seem to slow down, something else happens. Next thing you know, I'm getting pulled in another direction. This music will take you a lot of places, man, if you let it.
Yeah, most definitely. You work with a bunch of legends off the rip. I mean, I'm looking down the lineup of people like Styles P, Beanie Siegel, Jimmy Jones, Joel Ortiz. You got this whole project with the Heatmakers that is like classic Heatmaker shit. Talk about that little relationship. How did that get set up?
Well, you know, I've been working with my man Breeze for a long time, and Breeze put me on, and I became real good friends with Fred the Godson.
Oh, wow.
So working with them, with Breeze, has brought me to Arsonist, you know, Heatmakers.
Yeah. And
Fred hopped on my album in 2019 and crushed that joint.
Man, and Fred, man.
And then, the legend. You know, man, to me, like, I call him the bar goat. Like, I told him that.
He really is.
Before he passed, he's the bar goat. Like, that's how I felt.
You know? Yeah, well, he's such an underrated guy. And I think when you listen to Fred the Godson, it's like the depth and the punchlines are tremendous. The stuff that he says is so witty. He's so good. I heard Jim Jones speak about him after he passed. He's a guy I never got a chance to connect with. Talk about that relationship. How were you and Fred the Godson? You guys really connected?
Well, yeah, you know, like I said, we got up. You know, once I was introduced to him, and, you know, we exchanged numbers, and we used to wrap it up a couple times here and there a week, you know. And, you know, he ended up passing, and me and Arsonist started working, you know what I'm saying? It all just kind of came together. Me and Arsonist had a good chemistry, got a real good chemistry. He kind of, his beats kind of like slowed me down, but it enabled me to talk more, you know what I'm saying? Same way you'll hear, like, how you'll hear Jim Jones talk on his shit. Jim, you know what I'm saying? The beat could be slowed down, but it enables the artist to almost get more out. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely, man.
I learned that shit. Got to get with Joel Ortiz and the legend. You know what I'm saying? I'm honored to work with these cats.
You know I could tell. Like, you know, your energy is like when I see you out with, like, Gillian Wallow on the internet and they're co-signing you, but you look really like humbled and appreciative in these moments. I don't see like an arrogant
guy. Everybody thought I would come home and go back to jail again. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I get it. I know. I get it. And you look like, yo, when you go on and you rash on the freestyles or something, I could tell that this is just the beginning for you. There's only a couple of projects out. You know what I mean? I can see that you have a lot more in store. Are you working on stuff right now? Like, what's next for you?
I got a couple albums done real quick. I got Green Lantern album.
That's the whiteboard? Is that the whiteboard?
Chill.
Come on.
You know what I mean? Chill. I'm in the war room right now.
I can see the mic and everything, B.
I'm in the manipulation lab. Wow. But I got a whole album of Green Lantern produced by Green Lantern done. It got Benny the Butcher on it. Got Millie's on it. Got Uncle Murda on it. Got Ito.
Yeah.
So, yes, it is, man. All produced by Green. You know what I'm saying?
That's what we're looking for, man. Yo.
So I wanted to ask you about your storytelling, because I know that's something that you take pride in. I just want to know, like, how you get into the process of it, and how do you, like, I guess.
Well, you just got to say what really happened and change the name sometimes so people don't get
it. Obviously. Shit. No, but, like, how do you choose what to talk about? Like, how do you get to that point where you're like, I want to speak on this?
That's all I know to really speak about is the shit that I lived through. I can't really speak about the shit I didn't do. That doesn't come to me. What comes to me. So I guess I found a certain irony in life, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's the streets or nothing to do with the streets, just I feel like my music kind of points out a certain irony. Some people will hit me in the DMs and be like, oh, your music keeps me going through, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's where I'm hitting them at. Like, my demographic is like the incarcerated, the addicted, you know what I'm saying? Which is pretty much everybody.
Right.
So, like, he was talking about how, you know, Griselda, you know, opened the door for a lot of that, too. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I was definitely spitting this shit, like, the way I was. But
of course,
whoever's going to act like they didn't open the lane up real crazy is lying. Like, you know, hats off to them.
It's a big opportunity for a lot of guys. It is.
Big dog shit.
Big time, man. No, that's cool. So, I mean, when I hear the records, sometimes it feels like, man, this is like, you're really digging deep personally, and it feels therapeutic to tell these stories.
It's kind of hard, you know, you pour that shit out there, you know what I'm saying? And you let strangers know you, you understand? But it is what it is. That's
very personal.
It is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, most definitely, man. You get you talking about those DMs. Do you feel a connection to your audience even through social media? We haven't been able to tour, you know?
Well, as far as tour, the only tour I ever went on was Slane. Slane took me on his tour.
Word. Okay. Yeah.
We got some shit coming out soon, too.
It's my bro. Yeah, most definitely, man.
Yeah, he definitely looked out for me, man.
I see that. I told him off the thing. I was like, when I look at OT and Slane, it's almost like a DMX Jay-Z type of a deal in a way, like same neighborhoods and maybe different stories and how the paths went. But the energy, the voice, the whole vibe, like there's definitely something reminiscent.
I hope to make some of the accomplishments he's made. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely. That's No, the, one of the greatest, man. One of the greatest, man. Most definitely.
Right.
Okay, so you got a lot of cosigns. We talked about this. People are like left and right. There's different things that come out, and I see the Gillian Wallow stuff. I thought was really cool. But when Shaq mentioned you, I thought that was cool, man.
Yeah, you know, he's a good dude, man. Shaq, you know, one of the most down to earth people. You know what I'm saying? He just DM'd me out of nowhere, and was, you know, Gilly had reposted me. This was like a while back. Gillian Wallow. They've reposted me. Whenever they see something they like, they didn't show me so much love. They didn't spread it out to the country like that. So, you know, I really appreciate everything they do. But Shaq seen me on that, and he just DM'd me. He was like, yo, turn on TNT. I'm like, shit, the fuck? So I turn on TNT, Shaq's sitting there. Next time I got a DM of him rapping to one of my songs. And shit, damn, man. That's when, you know, that's when I realized, like, it's important to put your shit up on them DSPs, man.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, cool to try to make the quick dough, you know, to like,
you got it.
Sell it. But if your shit's up there, that's where people are looking, and really, that's where your opportunity is going to come
from. And the algorithm, it's like people, all of a sudden, the shit just pops in, random songs get popped in, and like connecting with someone like Shaq, he may not be digging through mixtapes or whatever. Like, he's on the DSPs. I thought that was really cool. He's a hip hop dude. Like, I could tell that he really loves the culture. And
He's a music. Soul, you know what I'm saying? Like,
most definitely.
People either in it or they ain't, you know. So
most definitely.
Definitely appreciate him, you know. So I'm just in here filling up these boards, man.
Yo, I'm not trying to peek over your shoulder. So we've got a Green Lantern thing that's coming very soon. I got good vision. I can't see it though.
Yeah, we got a Green Lantern, the Irishman done. I got a couple of joints. I've been working with people, man. We'll be making some other announcements soon, but now, you know, the Irishman, you know what I'm saying, we got Joella, Jim Jones, all produced by Heatmakers.
Yes.
We're rocking that up. We got some videos about to drop. We just dropped video for Restitution. Mm-hmm. Make sure you go check out Smoke Dizza, THC2.
Yep.
And shout out Dizza.
Yep.
Another person.
got good merch with the Irishman album that, like, you did the little collab with the Boston, the limited, that company out there, and with the gun and the whole thing, the scope, very dope. Did the merch move? Did you have good success with that?
Yeah, you know, they got back to me and told me that it was like the top or one of the top campaigns they did. You know, it's still not over.
Right, most definitely.
The Irishman hoodies did what they were going to do, but it's still the OT, the real, you know, hoodies too, and them joints are still going. So shout out all them dudes over at the label. Shout out Sev One up in that.
It's my man.
Sev One made that happen.
Yeah, I can see that. He's a good dude, man. Really good dude.
And they had an idea, and he brought it to me, and I was like, hell yeah, you know what I'm saying? Fucking right.
Hell yeah. I can see Sev, though. That's what he does, man. Like, he's been doing the videos and everything as an artist, too, before back in the day. Yeah. Very, very dope.
People like him need to get mentioned when they don't. You know what I'm saying?
You're doing the right thing. I see it.
He also took the hoodie and wore it in the Lil Baby Joyner Lucas video. If you watch it, it got like 30 million views.
Yeah. 30, and he's wearing the shit.
Sev wearing the OT The Real hoodie. Shout out.
Sev's a good dude. Sev looked out for me.
Team, man, shout out Jordan Lucas's team for having that too, man.
That's dope. Yeah, I know you're rocking with E Double and some of the Boston guys as well, man. Yeah, I know. E Double's my man. Great people.
Shouts to E Double.
Tito knows E. Yeah. So as an independent artist, right? Like,
That's another person who really
the man.
Yeah.
Really looked out. Now I want to ask you this about this grind, though, like. Tell me right now, as an independent guy, that all this is on your back. You, like, I don't see a lot of funding. I don't feel like you have a big machine behind you right now, or not yet, anyways.
Three kids.
That's what it is, right? You and who else?
And my girl.
And your girl.
My girl. Three kids. I take care of my whole family. And
Have three kids. You have three children.
I got three kids. How, you know what I'm saying? I'm investing in real estate. I got a roofing company that, you know what I'm saying, I help.
There we go.
Oh. I got some shit going. That's why I'm out here still.
That makes sense. Okay, so now it starts to come together. So, okay, as a father, as a business owner, as a guy who fixed this situation, okay, you're able to move around as an independent artist, and you're backing yourself doing this thing.
Yeah, there's a couple cats who helped me along the way. Like I said, it's been a real organic ride, man.
Most definitely.
It's been a real organic ride.
Just started, man. Like, what is it, a year and a half? Like, what's it been? 2 years?
I've been home like 4.5-5 years now. Yep. And I've been dropping music on the DSP since 2019, really, though. So, you know.
Okay. How long were you away for? How long did you go?
I did a little over 5 straight. I did 5 straight in PA. I did almost a year in Worcester House. I did like about a year in Delaware too. I've been in a couple different joints. But that shit's all over now. Maxed out everything, no paper, nothing.
Good. I'm free to go.
Congratulations.
Yeah, good. Do you stay contacted with people that you spent time in there with?
Yeah, it's a select few.
That's what I'm saying. But I know some guys that really do stay connected to guys that they build relationships with.
Well, you know, sometimes that can lead you down, you know what I'm saying, the path.
Right.
You know, if there's some, like I said, whether they were booked with me or wherever, if there's somebody around me who's a righteous dude, you know what I'm saying?
You are the company you keep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You are who, like I say, you are who you eat with, you know?
Most definitely. So, okay, out here running around doing this, like, music that you're doing, what do you think as far as, like, things that are, like, benefiting you, or that is making this easy for you, or things that are holding you back? What are the challenges right now of putting this music out and getting this done?
I feel like, you know what I'm saying, as long as you don't get in your own way, you're just going to keep producing, you know what I'm saying? I just focus on knocking things down. I got a good homie, my man Ock, told me, everything you do, just look at it like a free throw. Boom, knock it down. Not just knock shit down, you know?
That's really simple.
I don't have no hang-ups. Nothing stops.
Yeah, nah. Okay, that's what's up. Nah, it's cool to hear your perspective, because everybody's got different things. I feel like some guys feel like they're like, I don't know, like trying to do too much, but I feel like you're comfortable in the spot that you're in and making the music that you're making.
Yeah, you know, it's a good thing when you come into something yourself, as yourself. It's easier to maintain.
Yep. It's easy. You have to put a show on, right?
Crazy shit. You got to walk that. You know what I'm saying?
This is the Humpty Hump. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Some people agree with my point of view. Some people don't. But this is it, you know?
No, you're telling a story though, and you're carrying on a tradition of telling a story through your perspective from a unique point of view. You know what I mean? There's not too many white dudes running around the hood, making the music they're making, doing what you're doing, living your lifestyle, and then telling your story and your perspective. That's why we wanted to get you on here today, just to build, to find out, like, you know, where you sat with things, because I've been watching and trying to react. You did a record for me. I got a record with you and Wise P off my little album, the intro to my project, and you body bagged that shit, bro. Thank you.
Man. Oh, absolutely, man. You're a legend, man. When you hear your name coming up, and when you're someone like me coming up, he double hit me and was like, yo, sent that over. You know what I'm saying? I already knew what it was. You know what I'm saying? That shit gets sent back the same day. That's what time
was. Murder, bro. And I was excited.
You know, I do it all myself, really, you know? As far as the music, I mean, I do it. That's what I do, so.
We've been advocates, man. We are advocates for artists and people that are telling authentic stories. I remember the first time I ever heard Slain was on a Jay Sakhi mixtape and a song called Never Gonna Die. And I heard this song and I took it to my man Leeds. I'm like, where is this kid? We have to find this fucking kid. And we, you know, it was an unbelievable journey, but it's like we never stop digging and trying to find the next real guys that are going to be doing this so we can continue to, you know, promote good music.
So how long do we got to wait for this Green Lantern joint? Let's be real.
Come on, Tito.
Let's get down to it.
Let's
get down to
the show. Show me the whiteboard, OT. What's up?
I'm imagining a matter of weeks.
Wow.
Good. 2, 3, 5 weeks, somewhere in there.
Okay. That's exciting.
Shout out Green Lantern.
I'm going to get him on the horn. I'm going to have to get Green Lantern on the horn and figure out what's going on. Big features, though. We said Benny and them are going to be on it, too?
Yeah. You know, there's going to be a joint with Benny on there, joint with Millie's on there, mm-hmm. Uncle Murder.
What do you think about the Millie's Davies project?
That's fire.
It's amazing. They did it in one night. They did like one set. They went in and did it.
Yeah, it's not often Boston and New York guys like get along either.
Fire, man. Say it again.
I was going to say it's not often you see Boston and New York guys get along either. So, you know, it's nice to see.
You know what I'm saying? Real recognize real. So.
Most of course. Yeah, of course.
Had easy time down there.
Now, you got to be a dickhead not to look. That's just fine.
But that energy, those two together, you could tell that's their homies and that shit. And Millie's is going crazy on that thing, man.
And that's probably, like you said, that shit is like, you said they did it in one night. Like, so when people click like that, that's how you make vibes, right?
Nah, like, most definitely. If you could do a project like that with any artist, a full 7-song EP, you and another rapper, who would it be?
Who would you want me to do it with?
Oh man, you and Styles. You and Styles P is crazy. I feel like that's dope. I feel like you and Benny would really be great because you guys have a unique perspective. I feel like that would be really, really good.
I really like the Joel Ortiz record, bro. I really like the Joel Ortiz record. I could see that too.
Joel Ortiz, man, you better sit the fuck down and write. You about to do a whole project with him.
I know you can, bro.
He's good, bro.
All them cats you just named, though. You understand what I'm saying? But, you know, I look forward to working with, you know, all them cats in the future, man. I plan to keep working, keep putting out shit. I got projects with big name producers, man. I got projects with up and coming producers. Like you said, Vibes there. We knocked out like 10 joints. I got that a few different places. So, you know, I'm just mapping this shit out. Giving everything time to breathe. Right now, the Irishman's still breathing. That merch is
crazy. So, project. Excited for you, man. Excited, man. You have a big future ahead of you. And you got people in your corner over here. A lot of people riding with you. And hopefully through this interview and the music you're putting out, it continues to grow. The Heatmakers project, The Irishman is out now. OT the Real, ladies and gentlemen. Tito, we love this kid, man.
Definitely. Man, thanks for coming through.
I can't believe, man. You said a couple weeks on the Green Lantern?
Yeah. You know, got to holler at Green, but it's coming soon.
I'm going to holler at Green. Trust and believe that.
Holler at Green.
All right, man. Be good, man. I'll talk to you in a minute.
Yeah, bro.
Later, you.
Peace.
All right, man. Wrapping things up with OT the Real. What a gentleman. Very cool cat. I like this guy a lot. I think he's got a big future ahead of him. I was going to call him the Eminem of the Griselda wave, but I felt like the interview was going too good. And he's the man though. And I just think he's an authentic artist and
definitely.
Stories are dope. So shout out to O and what he's doing out here right now. The God Tito Jackson, dad of the year. He's here. I'm here. It's the Mr. Peter Parker podcast. Watching the NBA playoffs like it's my job. My wife calls the studio a basketball dungeon. because I'm in here.
So you got the TV up and now it's a wrap.
I got the tube up. I got two screens. I got the Pierce jersey up in the back. I'll put on some like Bulls shorts and some Concords and watch a game from like 15 years ago. It's fine. It's fine.
What do you think of the playoffs right now?
It's been fun, man. I'm kind of fucked up. Like a lot of my favorite players and young guys that I like Luka and LeBron and them are out. Like they're like out in first round, but I think it's giving like people like Devin Booker is going to get a big chance to shine. Now we get to find out like where Dame Lillard's going to go, because obviously Portland is not working. It's just not going to work there. So I feel like the shakeup in the NBA is cool. I was telling my wife the other day, because she's like, if you don't talk about the game with her, she can't watch it. So you have to like give her like stories and stuff like that.
Right. She wants the deets. She wants the
I'm like
dirty.
Pointing the players out and stuff and trying to, and the players are fucking boring these days. So you're like trying to make something out of it.
I was gonna say, you talked about Devin Booker. You see the car he pulled in the other day?
No, I didn't see.
He's been pulling in some crazy cars. He's got a little bit of a collection, man.
Yeah, he's nice. He's a good player. And I was telling him, I was like, when this generation gets a little older, and they're like 5, 7, 8 years in the league, it's gonna be different because they'll be the veterans and their personalities will change and stuff like that. But the guys are just, you know, kind of quiet. And overall, I enjoy it. You know what I mean? Great games. You know, Utah, I don't know what the Jazz are doing putting up the Karl Malone statue out front. It's a little, you know what I mean? So yeah. We're all kind of rooting against the Jazz right now. But like, you see that? They got a humongo Stockton and Malone, big bronze, like the Magic Johnson in front of the Staples Center. They got a Karl Malone in Utah.
Okay.
You know about Carl's checkered past, right? Do you understand what happened to Carl?
No. Tell me the story.
When Carl was 20 years old, got a 13-year-old girl pregnant.
Oh, boy.
He denounced the child, would not pay child support, would not help, and the kid ended up making the NFL.
Really?
Yes, and he had like an illegitimate child with like a fucking middle schooler.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, explains why he's in Utah.
That's what I'm saying. And like the whole like, and Karl Malone's a piece of shit, but like, I'm not here to chastise people, but like there's a line of like, you know, we draw lines to the sand over here on the Mr. Peter Parker podcast. You know what I mean? Like when it comes to pedophilia, you know what I mean?
Yes. No, 100%. So that should not be going up.
I feel like it's a little testy to, he's out front smoking a cigar under the statue, like stunting.
Oh boy.
Karl Malone, dude, Karl Malone bag. Figure out, get in that. You know,
I don't know. I've avoided Karl Malone just off that. Now listen, if I'd known, it would be a whole different story.
We're not buying a jersey is one thing. I get that. Putting a statue up's another thing. We'll figure it out, though.
Yeah,
I'm not here for the slander. I'm not here for the Karl Malone slander.
But no, not at all. But you know what though? I think it's great that these teams that are in there. I like the Suns, man. I'm happy to see the Suns.
Yep.
Chris Paul kind of gets some vindication. You know what I mean?
The Bucks are getting mollywopped by the Nets. So
I think that the Nets are, it's the Nets year. I don't think
it is.
I don't think the Lakers being out, I think that was the only team that they could really.
Maybe Denver. It might be Denver and Brooklyn. It might be Utah and Brooklyn.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a hopefully interesting
something to watch, man. Enjoying it, though. Thoroughly been listening to a lot of new music. New Lloyd Banks album is great. Smoke Dizza has a new project out right now. Still listening
new
to the
Ransom.
Yes.
Great.
Fire. Friend of the Mr. Peter Parker podcast, Ransom. A lot of good shit out right now. A lot of good music. And we speak on it a lot. You know, there's a resurgence in underground hip hop. In a way that there hasn't been in about 15, 20 years. And the shit's been really enjoyable and exciting. And if you haven't heard the new Lloyd Banks, it's fire. Coming up this week, we got some more interviews, a nice lineup this week. So we're also going to be getting into an interview with Evidence coming up. Yep. We have UFO Thieves is going to be on the program. Millie's is going to tap back in to talk about the project he has with Dave East. We're going to talk to DJ EFN of the World Famous Drink Champs podcast coming up for episode number 20. And then potentially J Hood. J Hood might be black.
J Hood.
He might be blackballed, or we might be crossing lines. But I'm with the shits. I
is this going to be like a locks, like skit? Maybe you know those like skits from the album.
This guy, this guy is basically he got a bunch of projects out right now. He's operating in this Griselda wave space. The music's dope. The production's great. He sounds good. He got this like Pesci project. He got Pesci 3 out now, and nobody will touch it with a 10-foot pole. Jay Hood's going to be on the program. We're going to find out what's going on. We're gonna find out which one. And these are out. So if you see me in public, I have one of these in my pocket. It's a sticker, and it's also like a little business card with emails and stuff on the back. But this is the official beginning of the sticker packs that will be coming.
Nice.
And I want to send the guests a t-shirt and some stickers after they've been on the show.
Like, thanks for stopping by.
My email and my social media on the back too. But so yeah, it's a sticker. You know what I mean? That's what we're doing over here. Like, watch. So I'm going to stick it on the microphone right now while Tito stares at the camera. Here we go. We're wrapping up the show real quick and boom.
That's kind of dope.
That's what I'm saying, right? I've been walking around town, sticking them on stuff.
Don't say that out loud.
What? Somebody else has been doing that. I have no idea. Shut the cameras off, Viv. What?
Yo, like, subscribe, follow, do all that
all
shit.
All of it. Please. Yo, Apple Podcasts are ringing off for us right now. If you've been checking it out on Apple, we appreciate you. Spotify, YouTube, we out. We're talking Evidence next. Hold on.